Greetings in Jesus' name on this 24th day of February, the year of our Lord, 2021. It's currently in the upper 20s outside, temperatures soaring all the way today to around 48 degrees. We're in a warming trend, and it is close to March, and we enjoy these spring-like days where the temperatures get up into the 40s and the snow begins to melt, and we give God the glory for that. Today's also the Wednesday night service where we're preparing our hearts and believing God for a life-altering, life-changing, power-packed, supernatural service tonight on Wednesday night. I'm going with anticipation in my heart and in my mind and in my life that God is going to move in a most magnificent way. I'm believing that the Lord would just stir our hearts and give us a wonderful time, a powerful time. Would you pray for us that God would do just exactly that? We go to church on Wednesday night here. We still have a full service. We have our prayer meetings. We have prayer meeting early. And then we get right in there and get into the Word of God and sing and shout. And we don't bring God down to a Wednesday night level. He's just as big on Wednesday as He is on Sunday morning. And we give Him the glory for what He is continuing to do. A very busy day planned already early at it this morning in my office, in my study, seeking the Lord and reading the scriptures and preparing our hearts, and headed out to work on some other projects today, and just thrilled about the service tonight. So thank you for praying for us. In your Bible today, I would like to invite you to look with me in Mark chapter 4 and verse number 15. The Bible says, "And these are they by the wayside." In this great parable of the sower, many of you have read it, many of you have studied it, many of you no doubt have preached from it and taught from it. There are all of these different types of hearers that are in this parable of the sower. But the hearer that I want to look at today is found here in verse number 15. "And these are they by the wayside." These are the wayside hearers, where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And so we see the setting. It's the word is being sown, no doubt by a preacher. The word of God is being sown by the preacher. The preacher preaches the word and the word is sown. Possibly the word is being sown by a Sunday school teacher. The Sunday school teacher prepares and prays and seeks the Lord and has their outline all made up, and some of them even use the old quarterlies. And they have their quarterly prepared and they sow the word, maybe a teacher, possibly a discipler. A discipler is sowing the word in an individual's heart and God is moving in a great way. But here's what happens. When they hear, Satan cometh immediately. This gives us a little bit of the insight into what happens when the Word of God is being preached, when the Word of God is being taught, when the Word of God is being shared with someone in a soul-winning setting. Satan cometh immediately. Now, not in every situation, but in this situation, Satan cometh immediately. This is the wayside here. Satan comes immediately. And the Bible says that he taketh away the word that is sown in their hearts. This is a tragic, tragic situation, because a preacher is preached, a teacher is taught, a soul winner is shared, a discipler has spoken the word of truth to the disciplee, but here comes Satan, the arch enemy of the church, the arch enemy of the Christian, and here he comes. He takes the word of God immediately, it says, out of the heart that is sown there. Oh my, we must ask God to help us that we could protect against this somehow. We know that God is all powerful and He has the power over this. But we must be aware that Satan can come and immediately take the word of God that has been sown into the hearts of the people away. And if he does that, the Bible says later on in this passage of Scripture, "and it becometh unfruitful." Instead of the Word of God having the effect that it could have had, it becometh unfruitful. And may God give us wisdom that we could see through this and understand what's going on. And may the people of God not be wayside hearers. We must have the Word of God to have fruit in our life and go on for His glory and His honor. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.